in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And we welcome you to a Football Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hope you all had a great holiday weekend, and now we are back at it. And, man, wasting no time making news around this football team. Today, the announcement of the concert, the fan kickoff concert, a first, that will be held at First Energy Stadium on July 14th. It'll feature Jon Bon Jovi and going to have the hometown rockers Michael Stanley and the Resonators also on hand. That was cool today, being out at First Energy Stadium for that announcement, and got to meet Michael Stanley for the first time. But he is, of course, you just heard the theme song of this show, and Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, and the other folks at KNR kind of thought things over when we were looking at a nice way to get an intro to the show, and that was the selection. That was the suggestion, and then we listened to it over here at the Browns, and, you know, it just was perfect. And I mentioned to Michael today about that, about we love the connection with him and the show and the song. And this is exciting, a fan kickoff concert, a fan fest, all kinds of interaction. I mean, something really new and different that is coming forth. Tickets on sale, by the way, for this June 3rd. We'll go on sale June 3rd and put it on your calendar for July 14th at First Energy Stadium. We're going to have Joe Banner, the CEO of the Browns, join us to talk about how this all came together. Because you'll be interested to hear, I think, he touched upon this during the news conference. It'll be interesting to kind of hear the background of the idea for this event with Jon Bon Jovi and how important Jon Bon Jovi, not only for his being able to perform and one of his few concert dates in the U.S. actually on this tour that is going up. I think it's one of six U.S. stadium dates on a 75-city Because We Can, the tour, Cleveland being included in this. So I'm excited. It's fun. And more exciting stuff. Tomorrow, Jim Brown, there's going to be an official announcement that Jim Brown is back in the Browns fold. Long overdue. This was something that really should have never gone the way it did, but it did. We understand that, but he's going to be back, and he's going to be part of this organization again, and it's only a good thing to have Jim Brown involved. Caught up with him back in March at the league meetings in Arizona and had him kind of talk about this, tease this, that he and Jimmy Haslam were coming to an agreement to work something out. As he said at the time, it was still sort of tentative back then, but they had more conversations, and he felt optimistic about it. So now it is coming to fruition. Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Browns, again, will also be at hand for this tomorrow. But Terry Pluto from the Cleveland Plain Dealer will be with us and want to get his thoughts on that, his perspective on what it means to have Jim Brown back in the fold. We'll also ask Joe Banner about that as well. And speaking of Joes, Joe Thomas, offensive tackle, six-time Pro Bowler for the Browns, he joins the show tonight as well. He'll sit down with Jameer Howerton to talk about the offseason workout so far. This is the last week of OTA practices. Got one tomorrow and then the final one Thursday. And then after that, it will be a mandatory mini camp for everybody. That, again, veterans and rookies who have also been participating in these OTAs the past few weeks. And then it wraps up, and then you're waiting for training camp, waiting for the end of July, and everything kind of comes together on this calendar. The concert July 14th, and then training camp in Berea. So exciting, fun stuff ahead for us. Your questions, your comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, we always love to receive those, and we get many, many of them. And today I put a call out on Twitter, on my Twitter account, at VICCARUCCI, for you to hit me up with questions. And many of you did, and they're good ones, and I thank you for doing that, and let's keep that rolling. And I know you can also reach us via our official Browns Facebook and Twitter pages, the Browns Daily Twitter page at Browns_daily, and our email address, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. So there are many ways for you to get aboard. Simon from Twitter wants to know. He says, hey, Vic, he says the Cards took a few weeks to get going last year. He's talking specifically about their defense, the Cards D. Can we expect the same from the Browns under Ray Horton? You know, I think it's fair, Simon, to say, Simon says, I couldn't resist that, but it's fair to say that it will take some time. It will take probably a few weeks, if not half a season, I think, for everybody to get on the right page. I think that by nature, when you're installing a new defense, and even when you have some specific parts that you either acquired through free agency or drafted to fit this defense, there's still that learning curve that goes with it. And the education has gone on through this offseason, and it's been thorough. And it looks like, just from what you could see watching practices, that guys are getting it. But I think it will, once you get into the actual schedule, I think there will take some time before everybody's comfortable. And that was the story of what the Cards defense was about under Horton. It's just by the second half of the season, they were a much better defense than they were early on as players were learning and figuring out what they had to do. So, yes, I think it's fair to expect something similar here. We are all hopeful that it'll happen soon. It'll happen right away. I don't know if that's realistic. And keeping in mind, too, that you still have a pretty young core of players who are figuring out just their way around the NFL, generally, in addition to the specifics of this defense. Mark from Twitter, he says, my concern is with the Browns' tight end position. North Turner loves the position, but isn't that position weak on the roster? I don't know if I would call it weak. But I'm not going to sit here, Mark, and tell you or try to convince you that it's strong or stronger than you think it is, because that is the issue with it. Weak is your conclusion. I think because it's an unknown, you could go there, but I'd put it under the unknown category. I'd put it under the uncertain category, because do you have in Jordan Cameron that playmaker guy, that dynamic guy that you want at the tight end position? He could be it. He has not proven that he is it. And the other thing he needs to do is stay healthy, and that's something he is now struggling with during the course of these off-season workouts with the groin muscle injury. So we'll see how much that hampers things, because up to that point, I saw an impressive athlete moving around, making catches, getting open, doing the things he needs to do. And then to your point about the position, the broad stroke of the position, which is, do you have other players that can step up and make a difference? And I don't know if Gary Barnidge is going to be more than just kind of a guy who is solid there. I don't know that Kellen Davis is going to be more than solid there. And that's really what you're looking at. Dan Gronkowski is in the mix. Rob's brother, Dan. Dan Gronkowski is there as a solid blocker, as a veteran, as an experienced player. So are there dynamic guys? The person that we think would be the most dynamic, obviously, is Jordan Cameron. And not knowing if he is going to be that doesn't necessarily say that I don't like the position the way the Browns have it set up, but I do need to see more. And I can give you a better answer on this. I'm willing to let the rest of this, well, offseason, but especially preseason, I mean training camp preseason, all play out to see if those strides that I think Cameron has made are there. And if they're not, then, yeah, this position kind of becomes an ordinary one, and your concerns are well-founded. All right, in a couple of minutes, you're going to hear from the Browns' chief executive officer, Joe Banner. We'll talk with him about the big announcement today of the Jon Bon Jovi concert, the fan kickoff concert on July 14th, and other things, other Browns-related topics on this show that we call Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Liberty's Memorial Day event has been extended. Save thousands with deals like 0% financing for 60 months, plus no payments for 90 days on Ohio's largest selection of new Fords. Or get $11,000 off MSRP of a new F-150. Or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey!
Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Hey, lady.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! We're moving. Pepsi. Live for now.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Right now at the Home Depot, an exclusive Husky 33-piece mechanics tool set is a special buy. Just $39.88. Ratchets, sockets, and bits you can count on forever. Because that's how long they're guaranteed to last. Having the right tool for the job forever starts with a Husky 33-piece mechanics tool set for only $39.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Carucci with you on a football Tuesday. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns fans unite. Season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or please call 440-824-3434. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. With Joe Banner, now CEO of the Browns. And, Joe, a very exciting day to announce this concert and the whole fan fest. Give me an idea, first of all, of how this came about. What was the thinking behind it?
Well, you know, ironically, this came from John Bon Jovi coming to Cleveland, who's somebody I knew from Philadelphia, who was intrigued by Jimmy as an owner, myself, who he knew, some of the people we put in together here to talk to us about marketing and branding. And we had a very interesting conversation with a lot of the things we're thinking about and working on. And coming out of that, he actually called us and said, you know, I think I could do something that can help the kinds of things you're talking about. And he's had a great experience in Cleveland. He's got a lot of fans here. And, you know, he came up with the general idea of coming in and doing a concert that we turned into something that was a kickoff for the season. So wasn't hard to talk us into it. And that's really what started the movement that led to this show.
And it's not just the concert. That's the key here, is that, yes, Jon Bon Jovi performing would be more than enough, but to tie in Michael Stanley, a local act that people can identify with, and to put this under the heading of Fan Fest, to have interactive stuff going on around the stadium. I mean, it's a much bigger thing than just a concert.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's really the point that shouldn't get missed. I mean, I've been to a Bon Jovi concert. It's a great experience, and by itself, it's great. And obviously, Michael Stanley, you know, stands on his own 2 feet in this marketplace as he deserves to. But put those people together with the Browns experience, a kickoff of the season, people that we'll have there at the show from the Browns, Fan Fest that we're going to create, intermission of Bon Jovi's show will be a fun event around the Browns. So, you know, I think it's just anybody who likes any one of those three things, and I think there's going to be a lot of people here that like all three of those things. I think the other element to that's going to be interesting is, you know, if I went to a Bon Jovi concert, I wouldn't be thinking about bringing my kids. I think this could be a really great thing for a family to do together, experience the music, some Browns, the Fan Fest. So I'm hoping that one of the things that we'll do is bring a lot of families together and come out and together have an experience around the Browns and the concert that they'll really remember.
And there's so much going on with this stadium. It seems as if we're just kind of at the tip of the iceberg, because you have that scheduled, the U.S. soccer team playing there tomorrow night. I would think that, as you see it in a broader sense, that stadium can be used for many more events than just football.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly great opportunity on small events, hosting charity events, corporate functions, our corporate partners, our suite holders, which should be happening every single day in the building. And then there should be an opportunity. There's not a huge quantity of these, but they're very compelling. They showcase the city in compelling ways. They bring a lot of people from outside the city. They generate a lot of tax revenue for the city. They're great entertainment opportunities for the people that live here. And every year there's an opportunity for one, maybe two soccer-type events or a tractor pull type of event, combined with, and it varies greatly from year to year, concerts. In some years there's no great concerts out there that are playing in these kind of outdoor large facilities. Some years there's as many as three or four. So we just need to get in that marketplace, have people start to think of the city and the building as a place that can really do it well, attract a big crowd, have fun, treat the entertainers themselves well, and word of mouth will get out, and then the opportunity to attract more of these will be there.
Brown CEO Joe Banner joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More excitement. There will be an announcement tomorrow with Jim Brown coming back in the fold. How important is that to the Browns to have Jim Brown back here?
Well, I mean, I think it's really important. I don't know how a franchise cannot have a close relationship with arguably the most iconic player in its history. So we're really excited to be in a position where, you know, I don't want to steal the thunder of the specifics of tomorrow, but where Jimmy Haslam and Jim Brown will be able to sit down and have him part of this family in the way he deserves to be part of the family.
And generally speaking, it's important to a franchise to embrace its past, right? I mean, to have those players, those legacy players involved in a lot of the things that you do. For instance, at the news conference today, you had Bernie Kosar there and Hanford Dixon, and in addition to Brandon Whedon and DeQuell Jackson. It just seemed to give it a nice touch.
Yeah, you're always struggling to find the right balance is respect the tradition, honor it, especially the specific players that created that history, and at the same time be looking forward. So you got to find the right balance of being able to do both of those things. I think we're off to a really good start in that area. We had some really good interaction with our alumni. They've been really supportive of us, whether it was an announcement of a naming rights deal or a concert like this, or just being supportive of us and wishing us well. And we want to find the way to keep integrating them, respect that history, especially with the most iconic of these players, as we will tomorrow, and at the same time look forward with an excitement and energy and the kinds of things that make sports fun.
This is the final week of OTA practices. I just wanted to get some big picture perspective from you on what you've seen so far and some of your impressions.
you know, without any pads on, you always watch with a little bit of a hesitancy in coming to any conclusions. But here's what I can tell the fans, about which I have no problem coming to a conclusion. The energy and the pace of the practice, the dedication of the players, the quality of the coaching and teaching that's going on, is as good as you're going to find. And frankly, that's the foundation that good teams are built on. It may take a month, it may take a year. Whatever it is that you look at good teams, the teams that are winning year after year, going to Super Bowls, that's what you see when you go to a practice. You see an energy, an intensity, a passion. You see teaching and coaching going on at the kind of level that if you came to our practice, you'd see now. And that's very exciting and refreshing, and it doesn't matter whether there's pads on or not. You can, and I don't care, a stranger coming in to watch practice or a media member watching practice or people that work here that come over to practice, it's very apparent. It's not something that you have to, you know, be tipped off at or be looking for. It's very clear that it's there.
What's also notable is that you have not stood still with anything. I mean, there have been additions. They might not necessarily be marquee names that are coming into the fold, but you continue to add players and make these calling roster tweaks, but you definitely continue to make moves. Is the thinking behind that just to make sure, hey, everybody knows it's competitive, it's constantly competitive here?
I mean, some of that is competition, raises the boat for everybody. But you'd like to think we're putting together high-character players that are driven by their own heart, and their own drive and competitiveness. It's really about wanting to feel like we're leaving no stone unturned. And small incremental improvement is still worth pursuing. It's not continuity that leads to success in the NFL. Continuity can be the result of success, but it's not pure continuity. So when we see an opportunity to bring a player, and we said this all along, I mean, you see we've made trades, whether it's a Deion Lewis or a Devon Bess, you know, we're not hesitant to make trades. We signed a number of players as undrafted free agents, some of whom look like they have a chance. Whether it's the normal draft or free agency, whether it's an expensive free agent or a minimum salary free agent, we want to feel like every opportunity is to bring a player who even produces the smallest incremental improvement. That's what we're going to be doing 365 days of the year.
Joe, thank you so much.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Joe Banner, CEO of the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we've got more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Liberty's Memorial Day event has been extended. Save thousands with deals like 0% financing for 60 months, plus no payments for 90 days on Ohio's largest selection of new Fords. Or lease the best-selling Ford Escape for only $169 a month. That's only $169 for a new Escape. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
Today is a big day.
Today, you look to the best to get better.
With 27 Cleveland Clinic locations,
world-class care is always near you.
Call today. We're ready for you.
Call 855-411-DOG. That's 855-411-3294 for your same-day appointment.
Cleveland Clinic. Every life deserves world-class care.
Cleveland Clinic is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Are you ready to kick some abs?
Maybe.
Warrior Core starts in 10 minutes.
What's Warrior Core?
We basically throw huge tires around for an hour.
Woo!
Trendy gym classes would make tire shopping sweatier, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and all the best brands. Plus, members get $150 in points with the purchase of 4 Goodyear or Mighty Road Handler tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offer ends 6-1. Installation required. See store for details. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
And that's why they named the street after me. They say spring is a time for love. And I hope they are right, because I'm meeting a blind date at Bonefish Grill.
details.
We exchange awkward hellos as our server deftly arrives with Hawaiian martinis. With island flavors of coconut and desert pear, each sip is as surprising as the fact that she actually resembles her profile picture. We share white tuna street tacos for $8.90. With each delectable bite of seared albacore and crispy wontons, I almost start to believe in this love business. Next, the deluxe mixed grill for $18.90 with delicious sirloin steak, tender scallops, and shrimp. I know I've found at least one amazing catch tonight.
Celebrate moms, dads, and grads with dinner or gift card. Buy $50 in gift cards and get a $10 bonus card free. Visit bonefishgrill.com for details.
Gift card? More like best present ever. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland, at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
Hi, gang. Riz here. Someone asked me the other day, why isn't Gillingham Ford open on Sundays? I said, look, simple. Rob, Bob, and Matt want their staff to be home with their families on Sundays. They also said, are they closed on holidays as well? Yep, most of them. Folks, it's what I've been telling you. Bob Gillingham Ford, family still comes first. All Ford dealers have the same product, but not the same people. Take Bill Bell, for example. Vietnam vet, sales rep, 29 years and counting. Says something to have an employee with you for that long in this day and age. He's one of a number of sales professionals with 20-plus years of experience who want to show you the incredible, efficient Ford lineup, from Focus to F-Series. Look, don't get sold, get educated. Let open, honest, and fair guide you to your next buying experience. It all happens at Bob Gillingham Ford. Folks, they are the home of the real deal. See them at BobGillinghamFord.com. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. Bob Gillingham Ford.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Revel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci, it's a Football Tuesday. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Our own Jameer Howerton sits down periodically with key players on this team, and he sat down with one of the best on the football team, arguably the best player the Browns have. Certainly the most decorated, six-time Pro Bowler, Joe Thomas. And you always got to get Big Joe's perspectives on what's going on, especially this time of year with the third and final week of OTAs. Jameer, take it away.
Thanks, Vic. Well, Joe, the team is heading into the last week of OTAs. And just from an offensive standpoint, how have things been coming along?
I think they're coming along really well. I think these OTAs have really helped us. We've got a few young guys on offense. Everybody's learning a new offense. And it seems like this last week, everybody really took a big step forward. And I think we did a great job out there against the defense.
In particular, let's talk about the offensive line, because we always talk and you say things start up front with your group. How are you guys coming along?
I think we're doing a nice job. You know, we got a lot of the same faces in there from a year before. Everybody's a year older, a year smarter, a year wiser. And it seems like the offense is going to be an easy transition for the guys up front.
Dissecting this offense, what do you like most about it?
Well, I like the ability to attack downfield. For the quarterback to be able to throw a long ball over the heads of the defensive backs is a big advantage for us. It really takes the pressure off the running game a lot. It makes the defense softer. I think it opens up all the underneath throws, and it gives you that explosive big play capability that can turn a close game into a blowout in your favor.
You mentioned going against the defense. Let's talk about this group. How have they been developing?
Really well. I mean, this is a big switch for them, going from the 4-3 to the 3-4. We've got several new faces out there, and it seems like they're doing a great job. I mean, it's an attacking defense. They've got a lot of blitzes, a lot of pressures, and it seems like those guys love it. They're running around, they're flying around, and I think they're going to be a fantastic defense this year.
And for yourself, as you're heading into your seventh season with the Cleveland Browns, how are you coming along? Do you feel like you're getting a good grasp of this offense?
Yeah, this is it's going to be an easy offense for me to pick up, because I had been with Chud before for two seasons. So there's plenty of new wrinkles that we've got that we're going to be throwing out there, but a lot of the same stuff that I was familiar with for my first two seasons.
How's it been working with Chud again, just being reunited with him?
That's great. You know, I had a lot of respect for him when he was here the first couple years, and I thought he'd be a great head coach when he left. And it just so happened that he came back here in my seventh year to be our head coach, and I'm really excited about it. I think he's going to be a fantastic head coach for the Cleveland Browns.
And with this last week of being OTAs, and you have one more mini camp before you guys start off training camp, what are some of the things that you're going to do on a personal note to strengthen your game?
Well, I think it's going to be important for me to go home, get a little bit of rest, rejuvenate my mind, because it's a long season. And I think sometimes when you get towards the latter part of your career, the most important thing you're going to do in the off season is just rejuvenate your mind and find a way that when you come back, it's fresh and it's new and it's fun and it's exciting.
Joe, thanks for your time and great catching up with you.
Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, Jameer, thank you. And we thank Joe Thomas for those pearls of wisdom. Just nice and concise, but he breaks it down on what's going on with the OTAs. All right, we're going to get much more Browns perspective from a guy who knows this team well, certainly knows this town quite well. He's the fine sports columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer, Terry Pluto, and he joins us next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Liberty's Memorial Day event has been extended. Liberty has special event pricing on their huge selection of pre-owned vehicles, like 0% financing on certified Fords. That's 0% plus 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, multi-point inspection, and more. Liberty is open Sunday from 11 to 4. Hurry in and save today. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Simplify and save this spring at Rebel Wireless. Hashtag Rebel Saves.
Yoga? I don't know how you do it. It's all about clearing your mind. Impossible. Between picking up the kids, what color to paint the hallway, when my mother-in-law is coming, and where did I put the other shoe to that really, really cute pair that I love? And oh, the bills. You need to free yourself. Start with your wireless bill. But I have switched to Rebel Wireless. Rebel, as in nationwide, unlimited everything, no contract, save me a ton of money, Rebel Wireless. That sounds relaxing. Uh-huh. It's everything I want from wireless without the big bill. Everything? And now I save over $50 a month. Wow, but I love my phone. Rebel has all the latest smartphones for great prices that do everything your overpriced one does. Well, I'm feeling more limber already.
Spring is in full bloom this spring at Rebel. Now get a free month of nationwide, no contract, unlimited everything with the new Rebel smartphone purchase and activation. No compromising, just great savings. Rebel Wireless. Come stay with us. Limited time offer. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan. See sales associate for details.
100 years of U.S. soccer. 100 years of moments like these.
Howard gratefully claims it. Distribution, brilliant. Can they do it here?
Where will you be for our next magical moment? Celebrate our centennial when the USA takes on Belgium May 29th at First Energy Stadium. For tickets, use your Visa at Ticketmaster or visit ussoccer.com.
NTB has changed the tire business with ready-to-roll all-inclusive pricing. The lowest installed price on tires guaranteed. And now through Sunday at NTB, get double rebates on a selection of big brands. Up to $160 with your Service Central credit card. Like Yokohama and Bridgestone, a $50 rebate doubles to $100. And Goodyear or Cooper, an $80 rebate doubles to $160. Plus, you're ready to roll with all the extras at no extra charge. Hurry to NTB for double rebates, now through Sunday. Up to $160 off select in-stock tires after mail-in rebates on 4 tire purchases made on the Service Central credit card. Subject to credit approval, Goodyear rebate offer ends 6/2/13. Other offers end 6/9/13. Void where prohibited. See NTB.com for details. Double rebate on the biggest brand. Up to $160. You're ready to roll. NTB. Service, tires, and oil.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
I'm Dave DiNatale. Pretty big news for the Browns today, where legendary running back Jim Brown will rejoin the team in an official capacity. We'll find out more at a press conference tomorrow morning. Browns also announced a kickoff concert to be held at First Energy Stadium on July 14th. Bon Jovi will be the headline act. And Indians set to take on the Reds. Game two of their quick two-game series down in Cincinnati. First pitch will be at 7:10. Tribes lost four straight, six of their last seven. Now back to Cleveland Browns Daily with Vic Carucci. I'm Dave DiNatale.
It's a Football Tuesday. Appreciate the fact that you're hanging out with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and many of you listening from far away, which is even better, on clevelandbrowns.com, of course, ESPNcleveland.com, and was out at First Energy Stadium today. They had the announcement, of course, of the kickoff concert featuring Jon Bon Jovi, The Michael Stanley Band will also be part of that. That is coming up on July 14th. And while there, I got to see some of these guys, Clint Dempsey, Michael Bradley, the U.S. soccer team. They were practicing today. They're going to take on Belgium. That's tomorrow night at First Energy Stadium. So for tickets and info, visit ussoccer.com. Again, that game tomorrow at First Energy Stadium. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. We go to the Rebel Wireless Hotline and welcome in our good friend Terry Pluto, sports columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Terry, I want to start with the big news that will be announced tomorrow morning, Jim Brown's return to the Browns fold. How important is this?
Well, I think it's just important from a legacy tradition point. I mean, Jim does not have a lot of say in terms of player personnel or any of those things. But, you know, I just thought it was really bad a few years ago when they had the whole Ring of Honor thing and he wasn't there. And so it's good to have him back. And also, you know, fans love the history. And I remember writing a column at that point, you know, where Jim was in the separated from the Browns, that, hey, every year, fewer and fewer of his friends are there. You know, time is passing, and you don't want to let any more time go by. I know a lot of the players will be thrilled, because I did a book on the 64 Browns, to see Jim just kind of back in good graces with the organization, and so that they could have him out there. And certainly, when Jim sets his mind to it, he could be a tremendous public goodwill ambassador for the team.
Well, that's the perspective I wanted to get from you. How important, from a broader perspective, fans, because as you say, generations change and fan bases change. People get older. People die off. Where, when you look at Cleveland and the Browns fan base, how big is it to them to still have the organization embrace Jim Brown?
Well, not just Jim Brown, but all these different guys, because the fact is, you know, when the team left and came back, they have not been able to have people who are, you know, legacy players and guys that you look at and say, boy, that's, you know, that guy is going to be close to our hearts forever. And so with each passing year, whether you're talking Bernie Kosar or Frank Ryan or Jim Brown, you know, just about all the remnants of the great Paul Brown teams, with the exception of Jim Brown, a few others are gone. So this is just a good thing for the fans. And I think it's even a better thing for Jim, because having our differences and all that, when you get older, I don't know about you, Vic, you go look back at some of the minor spats that I've had in my life and go, boy, was that stupid.
Yes.
And I think maybe Jim did a little bit of that, too. Let's just all get back together. I give Jimmy Haslam and whoever else was involved in that credit on putting this thing together, too.
And I think the key, too, is the right role for him. And I think part of the problem that existed before Mike Holmgren's arrival was that maybe the feeling on the part of Holmgren was that Jim was put in a position that might have been, I don't know, other than what he thought a legacy player should be. I get the sense, and we'll get more details about it tomorrow, I get the sense that it's going to be a lot more ambassador-defined now than it was before.
Well, it may have been defined that way, but Jim wanted it to be something else.
Yeah.
See, that's the other thing, too. When you deal with Jim Brown, you're dealing with Jim Brown. And he, you know, he looks at the world his way, and sometimes Jim even likes a little bit of tension. He likes a little bit of a fight. You know, that's part of his personality. It's part of what made him a great player. So I think at this point, you know, the ambassador role is where he ought to be. And hopefully it'll be something he'll be content with. And he'll use it well.
Yeah.
I mean, let, you know, Jim, just let people go out and love on him a little bit, you know?
Right. And he communicates so well, too, with younger people. And, and I think that's another important element. Having had a chance to sit down with him and just talk with him about different guys, not only on the Browns, but players throughout the league who might have their issues, their problems off the field, he has some definite opinions on some of the causes for that, a good feel for that in terms of upbringing and whatnot. And I think there's a way that he can connect with some of the young men in that locker room that others can't.
Yeah, I hope so, just as long as he doesn't think he's an assistant coach.
Right, yeah, there's a difference between...
Right, I'm just telling you that...
Life coach, maybe.
Yeah.
Life coaching, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So, Terry, let's talk about this Browns, this current Browns team, and you've had time to come out to OTAs, watch the practices, and some of your takeaways. I know from the standpoint, let's get the quarterback thing out of the way first. You have a real sense that this should be something that is driven by Brandon Whedon, and that this team kind of puts its efforts into getting him right and trusting in him to do the job versus maybe something else going on.
Well, I think you would be very hard-pressed to find somebody who's been in the league for a while and would look at Brandon Whedon with 15 NFL starts going into the second year. Jason Campbell with, I think it's something like 60-some starts. Or Brian Hoyer, who's going into his fifth year with one start, and say, you know what we need to do? We need to hand this job to Brian Hoyer. Or we need to hand this job to Jason Campbell. They would say, no, we have a pretty good idea who those guys are. And we think Campbell could be, you know, an okay starter. He's a good backup. Hoyer, let's face it, he's been through several teams. It's a remarkable thing. He's earned his way into the league being an undrafted free agent, but let's not go overboard. Whedon is the guy with the ability that we really don't know how far he can go. And you put him in the system where he's in the shotgun, which is what he was in college. You accent his being able to throw downfield. You hide some of the weaknesses with two experienced offensive play callers in Chizinski and Turner. And then you'll know at the end of the year what kind of player he is. Whereas if you put Campbell in there, you know what Campbell is right now. I mean, you really
right.
do.
71 starts. Yeah,
yeah,
you should.
And he's okay. I mean, that's it. But he's not going to be better than that, and you would love to have him as a backup. And Brian Hoyer, you know, Arizona, frankly, let him go. I mean, he was a guy that they've been looking for quarterbacks. And so we'll see, but he's a really good third guy, and I like the threesome of quarterbacks this year than the last threesome that went through here, where you had McCoy and Thad Lewis. But this has got to be about Whedon and finding out about him, putting him in positions where he could do well. And I think we're going to see that he will be a better quarterback this year. I'd be stunned. He's also got Devon Best now to throw to. He didn't have a guy like that before. Best has impressed me in a couple of practices I've seen.
Terry Pluto from the Cleveland Plain Dealer joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Terry, the other things that jump out, a lot of people have talked about what a really good offseason this has been for Josh Gordon and the mm-hmm. obvious reason that he didn't have one last year. But it seems that just looking at some of the stuff you've written for the PD, you're even more impressed with what Greg Luddle has
yeah,
shown.
Yeah, and talking to some of the football people, too, say that he's really starting to figure it out. You know, I think the second half of last year he did. And let's face it, he didn't play his last year at his final year at North Carolina, the agent thing. So he sits out that whole year. He plays 2 years. And most of these guys, it's really in their third year where they begin to understand what the league's about. And so I think Little is a guy that Gordon will make more big plays. But Little could be a guy that could be a very good receiver on this team. Also, you got to be careful, Vic, and you've been around football much longer than I have on, you know, these OTAs. It's millionaires in shorts playing touch football.
Right.
And so guys that are really fast and so on will look very good because nobody's getting hit. Well, right. One thing about Greg Little, he likes to hit people. He takes hits. He's durable. He's an excellent blocker. So when we see him catching passes and getting open, we know that he's not going to be a guy that's going to be knocked off his spot or intimidated by contact once it starts. If anything, he'll initiate it. He likes it.
Yeah, he does. And the other thing I'm hoping for, I call it the Devon Best factor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that Greg Little, as he does, pays attention to everything that's going on out there, watches how Devon Best goes about his business, watches how consistent he is
yeah.
in catching the football, and then says, you know what happens when you catch the football all the time? Quarterback looks to throw to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just thinking, and maybe it's more hoping than thinking, that Little sees that and it registers with him.
Well, the second half of last year, I had him with 2 drops the last 8 games. So, you know,
yeah.
that's pretty good.
Yeah, 6 and overall, right, I think it was.
6 overall, and if you go to Pro Football Focus, they're a little, actually great drops a little more like I do. They're a little tougher on it. I think they had him with 8, but they only had him with 2 in the second half also, second half of the season. So, point being, there was a marked improvement, and not only that, he was being thrown to far more often in the second half of the season than the first. So it isn't that, well, you drop fewer balls because they threw less to him. No, they've been thrown. They threw a little more because why? Like you just said, he caught it.
So is there a way that maybe the people who have been so concerned, frustrated, whatever the word is, about the receiving core of the Browns and the passing game in general, can maybe have something now to grab onto? We've said Josh Gordon should be the leading guy and should be even a more explosive guy than he was, that he demonstrated toward the mid and second half of last season. If Little is making the progress we think he is, we know the impact that Best can have as a consistent slot receiver. And then you think about a guy like a Travis Benjamin possibly impacting with his speed, impacting the receiving core more than he did as a rookie. Should we be more excited about the prospect that bigger plays are to come in the passing game?
Well, so this way, if it doesn't happen with that group, then you need a new quarterback. I mean, get right down to it.
Yeah.
You've got the right offense. You got players that are improving. Because right now, you know, Little's in his third year. Best has been around. Benjamin is and Gordon are in their second seasons. You know, if David Nelson gets healthy and can play, he's been around. The big question will be, I don't know what tight end they're going to throw to. I mean, I know we got Cameron, but... you know, he has to prove he can stay healthy and he can do it. The rest of those guys are just kind of blockers and, you know, people like that. But I'm encouraged by that part of it. I really am, because the receivers got an upgrade in Best. They're more experienced. And the offense should fit the quarterback and the receivers better.
And I think, too, this offense, the Browns threw to running backs previously under Pat Shurmur.
Right.
I think there's even more of that that's going to happen with Trent Richardson and this running back receiving game, if you will, because you just look at a lot of the plays that are being run in OTAs, and backs do catch a lot of passes.
I talked to Deion Lewis, and he thinks he could be a factor in everything, because when you're 5'2" or whatever he is to make the league, you got to have tremendous confidence.
Right.
But I think he's right in the passing game. He definitely can, because you get him the ball out in some room and let him run. He could be very impressive. You know, Obanai is a nice receiver out of the backfield. They brought back Brandon Jackson because he can catch the ball. And I know, too, they look at that group and they say, you know, we think Richardson's going to be all right, but he has had some injuries. They look at Hardesty and they say, well, we hope he's all right, but he's had a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
So let's load up with these running backs behind him. So we got Obanai and you got Lewis. And you've got Jackson, and you know, maybe they even bring in somebody else. I don't know. But the point being, they want some depth back there. They don't want it like a few years ago. Remember when they ended up having to pull Obanai off the street and start him?
Yeah. No, they don't want to go back to that.
Yeah.
You made one thing I want to make sure we cover. In a recent column you wrote, you made a point that the feeling of the Browns hierarchy is that too many players had a sense of entitlement, and when you make moves like bringing in a Brian Hoyer, as they did after the draft and other acquisitions, that you do this with an eye toward getting rid of that feeling.
Yeah, so to let these guys know that, look, we're always looking for somebody better. And if we can find somebody better, we're going to bring them in. And so I suggest you do your homework, just like that, real simple. And so Brandon Jackson joins the other running backs. You know, they were able to get Brandon Jackson. I don't think a dollar of his contract's guaranteed from what I heard. I haven't seen the final numbers, but that's what I believe. But you look at Brandon Jackson, you know, actually when he played right at the end of the season, he didn't look bad.
No, he didn't. And there's another guy, if he can stay healthy, what he could contribute, and I think it's quite a bit. He's good at blocking. He's good at receiving. I think he's a good fit for this offense.
You know, he's a guy, I think, only had like 2 penalties in the last 4 years when he was playing in Green Bay. Or something. It's like a guy who knows what he's doing, and that's what they want. So, yes, they felt that too many of the young players were simply handed the job. And, hey, Greg Little was one of those guys and some others, and say, hey, it's all yours. But they looked behind them, and they didn't see anybody there to press them. So, you know, at first when they get coaching, they think, well, my way is better than the coach's way. Besides, who's he going to put in? Or I think they want the feeling now that, look, I may be better than Brandon Jackson, but Brandon Jackson's played in this league for 5 years, and you can put him in the game and not embarrass yourself.
Right.
You know, I may be better than this guy. I may be better than David Nelson, some guy thinks, okay, you know, a young guy. But, you know, David Nelson, if he's healthy, he caught 61 balls here, you know. So that's the feeling that they're trying to. And one of the Browns people told me some of these guys may hardly get into games, but the impact they can make in practice, and just the fact that when you look over your shoulder, there's a viable player behind you.
Yeah, it's a psychological thing, a psyche.
Right, and football likes all that. They like all this. They play the mind games, you know, and they want to squeeze you a little bit mentally and everything, because the fact that the game does that to you. Eric Mangini was very good one time explaining that whole thing for me, how he always cranked up the pressure, you know, the pressure. He goes, because the game itself, is, it feels like you're right on the edge of chaos a lot. You know, it's fast, it's violent. You have to make quick decisions. And if you're not prepared during the week, it just shows up in the weekends. And he said, so this way, that's why he goes, our coaches will walk down the hallway and then see a player and suddenly ask him something we talked about in one of the meetings yesterday. And I think these guys are doing the exact same thing.
Terry, thank you so much for the insights, the knowledge, and we will catch up with you again soon.
Very good, Vic.
He is Terry Pluto from the Cleveland Plain Dealer. He joins us on the Revel Wireless Hotline on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Liberty's Memorial Day event has been extended. Save thousands with deals like 0% financing for 60 months, plus no payments for 90 days on Ohio's largest selection of new Fords. Or get $11,000 off MSRP of a new F-150. Or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. Liberty guarantees financing. And nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
House Rules, brought to you by Maxwell House. Nobody messes up your coffee order when you make it. A great cup of coffee doesn't require a cardboard sleeve. If you want a grande, get the big mug out of the dishwasher. Drinking coffee in your bathrobe is never frowned upon at home. The line for a great cup of coffee is always shorter at home. Drizzles and sprinkles belong in a weather forecast, not coffee. Grabbing a cup of coffee shouldn't mean grabbing your car keys. Stay grounded at MaxwellHouse.com. Available at Discount Drug Mart.
Warm weather is finally here, and that means baseball games, patio parties, and road trips with the family. It's Jake from Jake's Garage in Columbia Station, and my wife Lisa has a question.
Is your car ready for summer?
Bring it to Jake's. An oil change, new air filter, new tires, or even something as small as new windshield wipers can help make your summer road trip a success.
And don't forget to check your coolant, brakes, and air conditioning.
For all your car care needs, come to Jake's Garage at the corner of Route 252 and Sprague Road and beautiful Columbia Station.
Why should men shop at TJ Maxx and Marshalls? One, you can get all the awesome brand names. Two, you can get them for less than department stores, and that's awesome. Three, you'll look stylish and awesome. Four, she'll think you look awesome. Five, you'll actually be awesome, which is awesome. So head to TJ Maxx and Marshalls and get all the awesome brands for men. Two stores, two awesome ways to score. Find a store near you at awesomeforless.com.
Does fuel economy give you a little thrill you don't admit to? Ever banned food consumption in your vehicle? Anonymous door dings make you feel mankind really isn't so advanced? You must be a new Lincoln owner. Yes, an occasional tingle of excitement is natural, given your 2013 Lincoln MKZ Hybrid has best-in-class city fuel economy with an EPA-estimated 45 city miles per gallon. The equally compelling cabin, dressed in premium leather-trimmed seats, does oblige you to keep food and drink in its place. And that doubt about your fellow man? Your favorite music playing through the available THX2 certified audio system confirms there is still much to be said for the human spirit.
The Lincoln Sales Event. Right now, get an exceptional offer on the all-new 2013 Lincoln MKZ Hybrid. Only at the Lincoln Sales Event. On now. EPA estimated rating of 45 city, 45 highway, 45 combined MPG. Actual mileage will vary. Class is luxury midsize sedans. THX is a trademark of THX Limited. All rights reserved.
The worldwide leader is connecting Brown fans worldwide.
Reading back to pass, Settle, throwing long, Benjamin's open, caught it, he's at the 20, he's across the field, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
We are everything Cleveland Brown.
Travis Benjamin strikes again!
Your new home for the Cleveland Browns is ESPN 850, WKNR.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yeah, so I put out a call out today on my Twitter account at VICCARUCCI, and a bunch of you responded nicely. You usually do when I ask for your questions. So let's keep this thing rolling because you come up with some very good ones. And I also welcome your questions through other means, the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, the Browns Daily Twitter page, which is at Browns_daily, and our email address, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. Always want you to know about those if you don't have them committed to memory. Oh, yeah, and you can dial us. You can call 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. It's our voicemail line, and you can leave a message there, and we play that on the air and answer your question or listen to your comment that way, too. Jim from Twitter, he said, who can we expect to see meaningful or see getting meaningful snaps at free safety when training camp opens? It's a good one, Jim, because this has really been one of the stories of the offseason. And I think these OTA practices have given us an opportunity to see who should be out there, who's consistently performing in a way that you say this guy deserves a shot to be a starter. I'm going to put Tayshaun Gibson in the category of meaningful snaps. As he has done right along through these OTAs, I see no reason for that to continue. Now, what I think could very well happen is you might see the change at this position, other people involved, maybe less meaningful snaps, possibly for, say, a Tayshaun Gibson, for the sake of conversation here, based on if things change when the hitting starts, when the pads are on, and it's a whole different tempo, it's really a whole different practice. I'm not expecting that. I think Tayshaun Gibson can hold his own as a starter, at least to get the Browns into camp, to get the Browns into and through the preseason and possibly into the season as well. I'm not saying he's the answer flat out, but I think he's making a decent case to be considered strongly for the position. They made the draft pick of Jamar Slaughter in the sixth round with the idea of getting him in there too. Will that be this year as a rookie? I mean, he's signed, he's under contract, but he's recovering from that Achilles injury. He is supposed to see the field at some point at training camp, having missed all of this time of the offseason on field, even though he's getting a fair amount of classroom work, and even though he's a bright kid, I think it reduces his chances of seeing those meaningful snaps we're talking about. So I'm going to go with Gibson. I don't think realistically you could say Johnson Batamosi would be in that mix. I mean, I think he's in a more natural spot, converted from corner to safety, and he still contributes very well on special teams as a coverage guy. I just don't think, though, that he would be a guy that I'd see a lot of meaningful snaps for. So I'm going to go with Gibson right now. You'll see some of Johnson Batamosi, and presumably you'll see some of Slaughter. Maybe Slaughter will be a surprise here. Maybe he picks this thing up very quickly and is all that. But I'm skeptical for the short term with him. Jesse from Twitter asks me, what is my take on the NFL moving the draft? Yeah, that's a good one. They announced today the draft, May 8th, 9th, and 10th of 2014. I don't know if I'm really crazy about it. I guess I like the extension of draft discussion by a month, roughly. I guess it would be. It's not a month, is it? But it's by a matter of maybe 2 or 3 weeks. So that much of it I like. I don't know how significant it throws off the balance of the off-season calendar for teams to adjust. Teams will always figure out a way to do that. And by that I mean when you have those rookie mini camps that you had generally at the, like, for instance, this year around the time that this draft would be held is when you were having those rookie mini camps. So it pushes everything by a couple of weeks at least. And I don't know that it will be a dramatic change. I think had it moved to, say, mid-May, then I think you're looking at something different. and that was on the table. But having it that soon, I mean, it is we're going into the second week of the month, and it's probably just all it does is extend that conversation. Now, I don't know any diehards who really tire of the conversation of the draft, because we talk about it ad nauseum, and we talk about it when the draft is done. But it's that pre-draft guessing and stuff, the intrigue. It could wear out a little bit. Could wear out a little bit. Kevin from email, he says, Vic, I saw the transcript of the Q&A with Joe Banner in one of the papers. He finally said that this is a rebuilding from the foundation on up. That explains a lot, but the strategy still begs explanation. We have ended up with a roster that has surpluses and a roster that has holes. We now have a roster that has had solid lines on both sides and a surplus of rush linebackers and running backs. On a positive side, huge holes at corner, tight end, fullback, safety. Says we casually let Phil Dawson walk away. It's a really long email, so Kevin, I can't read it all, but you're complaining, basically. I don't think this is an admission of something that was entirely different or unexpected in how this team is going about its business. It's sustainable success is what you're building for. I think the moves that have been made are consistent with what they said they needed. Get some really good pass rushers in there and get some youth in there, and I think the building, and you heard Joe Banner's show, building and revolving is of the roster makes it competitive. We want to thank Joe Banner, want to thank Terry Pluto, want to thank Jameer Howerton and Joe Thomas, of course. Want to thank all the folks who tweeted in, and we want to thank Joe Meadows and Lauren Whitaker and my outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Three Deep next. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.